This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A traffic stop led county vice and narcotics agents to a major drug arrest that dismantled a drug operation on November 27th. Zachy Butler, age 44, was jailed on trafficking opiates and other charges. He's held under a $500,000 secured bond. Butler was arrested after information developed during a traffic stop near Pine Circle Road led to the discovery of heroin, crack, and powder cocaine. Look for more on this story on our website. Columbus County now has one of the strictest vape store regulations in the state. County commissioners on Monday rejected a proposal that would have defined vape stores as any business with 85% of its sales involving vape, kratom, or THC products. Instead, they dropped the percentage to 15%. Vape stores will not be permitted within a half mile of any church, school, daycare, or group home, and non-complying stores will have to shut down or move within 4 years. State Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin and the state Republican Party are challenging 60,000 votes statewide, as fewer than 800 separate Griffin and incumbent appointee Allison Riggs. Republican Griffin is a former prosecutor and member of the National Guard, while the Democrat Riggs is best known for her support for the BLM riots in 2020. She was appointed to the sixth seat on the state's highest court by Governor Roy Cooper. A number of new state laws went into effect Sunday, some of which went over the veto of Governor Roy Cooper. Masks are now prohibited in public, except where they may be worn by persons with serious health conditions. Sheriffs are required by state law to cooperate with federal immigration investigations and arrests. Seriously ill patients will now be able to choose to try investigational or experimental drugs. And the Department of Labor is being required to implement a training program that will help hoteliers and vacation rental managers recognize the signs of human trafficking. It is parade week in Columbus County, so bundle up and get ready to get into the Christmas spirit. Tabor City's parade and Christmas events are Thursday, starting at 6 p.m. The lighting of the community Christmas tree is at 7:30. There'll be chicken bog bowls for sale. We understand it's going to be snowing there at the town gateway. How's that for a Christmas miracle? Plus, they have the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar, which starts Thursday night and goes through Friday and Saturday. Lake Waccamaw will light their community Christmas tree Friday at 6 p.m. The lake's Christmas parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Frankly Park. Light the Lake will also be going on throughout the season as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in downtown Wyville. The parade will be at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the Christmas tree at Vineland Station, carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Corps. Tavern's Christmas parade and events are Sunday, starting at 3 p.m. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey. More than 1,000 different nativity scenes from around the world are set up at four different locations. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday and 10 a.m. until 4 on Saturday. Sierra Gorda Baptist Church has its annual chili and soup cook-off Sunday. That's always a big event. Contestants should be at the church by 4 p.m. Doors open at 5. Entry fee is $5. Admission for taste testers is $5. It gets you 3 voting tokens. $20 gets you unlimited tasting and 10 tokens. Call 910-619-2136 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.